Next up, Peter and the Wolf, as performed by the New England Jazz Ensemble. And I remember hearing this for the first time as a child when it was done by Leonard Bernstein and the New York Philharmonic Orchestra. And it is a sort of a jazz education piece for young children. We're going to play this. It's 35 minutes or so long. I hope you enjoy it. We'll talk more about it on the other side. But let's listen to Peter and the Wolf by the New England Jazz Ensemble.
This is a story of Peter and the Wolf. Each character in the story is going to be represented by different instruments in the band. The Wolf by the trombones. The duck will be represented by the muted trumpet. The bird by the soprano saxophone. The cat is represented by the bass clarinet. The hunters, represented by the drums. The grandfather, by the bass. And Peter, by the entire band. Early one bright, young Peter opened the garden gate and perambulated onto the big green. In a tree sat a small chirper, one of Peter's friends. Everything is cool, sang the bird. Everything is cool. Thank you. Everything was cool. Even the pond was quiet. Waddling behind was a quacker, a duck, and it slipped out before the gate was closed and planned to take a dip in the pond in the meadow. Dug the quack, he flew down onto the big green and caught the squat and shrugged his shoulders, if chirps have shoulders. What kind of bird are you that you can't even fly? The quacker quacked back, what kind of bird are you if you can't swim? With a big splash, she flopped into the pond. They argued for a minute while the quacker paddled around and the chirp hopped along the bank. Thank you. Suddenly, Peter felt a draft. Sneaking quietly behind them through the tall green was a cat. Scheming, so the chirp is busy with his row. I'll soon snatch him. And quiet as a cat, she slid up to him on padded ground grabbers. Shouted Peter, and in a New York second, the chirp winged it onto an upper branch. Then the quacker from the center of the pond quacked angrily at the cat. Cat was more interested in the bird. Cat padded circles around the tree, thinking, even if I do climb that high, by the time I make it, the chirp will have split. Now, Peter's grandfather made the scene. He was bugged with Peter for exiting the gate. It's tricky out there, sweetie. You'd flip your wig if the big bad wolf made the scene. Can you dig that? Thank you. Peter thought Grandpops was a drag and told him the wolf didn't have the chops to mess with him. Grandpops put the collar on Peter and led him back to the crib and pulled the gate behind them. And sure enough, as soon as Petey and Grandpops left the scene, out of the woods came a big, gray wolf. Cat shot up into the tree. The quacker quacked and flapped pronto out of the pond. But the quack's flapping wasn't fast enough, as the wolf was faster. He got closer and closer and caught up with her, put the grab on her, and popped her down his pie hole. You dig? He swallowed her up. Thank you. Now, here's the scene. The cat was perched on one branch of the tree, and the chirp was on another. Close, only 4 bars away. Below, the wolf was cutting tight circles around the tree, looking up and considering the next courses of lunch. All the while, Petey dug the scene from behind the locked gate and checked out the situation at hand without the shakes. He wasn't afraid, you dig? The house, copped a big rope, and made it to the top of the garden wall. One of the branches of the tree around which the wolf was wearing a path hung over the wall. Sprang over into the tree next to the chirp. He told the chirp, "Fly down and circle the wolf's chompers, but dig yourself." The chirp came close enough to muss his whiskers, and the wolf went wiggy every which way. Wolf had teeth for the bird, but no legs. He was bugged. The Little Chirp did a number on the wolf. By now, Petey made a noose out of the rope and lowered it. Down and down it went. Just like Roy Rogers, he lassoed the wolf's bushy tail and pulled it tight. Wolfie dug that he was caught and jumped around like a squirrel on a hot stove, but he was had. Of the rope to the tree. The more Wolfie jumped around, the tighter it got. Suddenly, out of the woods came the hunters, looking like Elmer Fudd. They had been following the wolf and squeezing off caps. Petey shouted from up in the tree, "Don't cap him. Me and the Chirp have got him hogtied. Let's take him to the zoo." So dig, check out the big parade. Leading the scene was Petey. Grandpops with the cat. Grandpops was sour.
Well, you got lucky. But what if you didn't catch the wolf? Chirp was chirping merrily.
See how slick we are? Petey and me, we copped the wolf.
Dug the scene closely and turned the volume down, you could hear the quacker still quacking inside the wolf. The wolf was so frantic that he swallowed the quacker alive, like the whale did Jonah. So much for indigestion, you dig? We'll be right back. that's our take on Peter and the Wolf, and we're sticking to it. That's all, y'all.
Yeah, Peter and the Wolf. Those are some great narrations by Giacomo Gates. The arrangements and orchestrations are by Walter Guardiac, Jeff Holmes, and John Mastriani, and they are killer arrangements for sure. I was hip to this by my friend Steve Bulmer from the New England Jazz Ensemble. Thank you for telling me about that one. Steve Bulmer, also a fellow member of the Hartford Jazz Society. Up next is Miguel Zanon, the great alto sax player, and he's got a brand new album out entitled Sonero, the music of Ismael Rivera. And let's listen to Las Caras Lindas, Miguel Zanon.
Thank you.
I'd like to take a moment to talk about the coronavirus crisis that we are in and what we can do to help this situation. I ask all of my listeners to take seriously the precautions outlined by the CDC. Stay at home, wash your hands, limit all contact with others outside of your household. If you need to go out to purchase food or other essential supplies, wear a face mask and gloves. Wipe down the packaging with soap and water and dispose of cartons before bringing them into your home. Taking these precautions not only protect yourself and your family, but will protect others and will help to stop the spread of this deadly virus. Please be careful and stay safe. We love you all. Now let's return to the music.
Thank you.
A beautiful tune by Pat Metheny and Charlie Hayden. The name of the album is Beyond the Missouri Sky, Short Stories. It's a duet album. And you heard the track The Moon is a Harsh Witness. Before that, we heard from Pat Metheny from the album From This Place, his latest release, just released a few weeks ago. And we heard the track Pathmaker from Pat Metheny. And we started out that set with another brand new release from Miguel Zenon. It's entitled Sonero, The Music of Ismael Rivera. That's the name of the album. We heard the track Las Caras Lindas.